Joel Fitzgerald, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're taking over a department that's far larger than the ones you led in Missouri City outside Houston, or most recently, Allentown, Pennsylvania. Fort Worth is 7 times the size of Allentown. How do you tackle a job that's so much bigger?
I like to think I'm uniquely positioned to handle a job like this. I worked in the city of Philadelphia for many, many years and worked under a great variety of police commissioners. And I have experience in a city larger than Fort Worth. I have experience in mid-sized cities. And, you know, all of that experience and education and everything I picked up along the way goes into what makes me the police chief here and what gives me the ability to lead this organization.
What's your top priority in the job?
I could give you a litany of examples, but first and foremost, there's the planning process that has already been put in place. It's making sure that the right people were included in focus groups in developing the goals for the organization, making sure the right people are responsible for being the goal champions and that progress is made in achieving those goals.
You were hired in the middle of the nationwide debate about policing and the movement called Black Lives Matter. A number of Fort Worth officers have sued, claiming racial discrimination, and you're the city's first Black police chief. Does that present a special burden?
I think that'd be a burden for any police chief. You know, the Black Lives Matter movement in general, we need to open discussions and we need to have open and honest communication about what we do and what our role is in the community. One of the things I said when I was first hired here is that I'm very inclusive and I intend on, you know, listening to all stakeholders and making sure that they have a voice. It's been my track record, quite frankly, in everywhere that I've been to be someone who's brought the community together with the police department and to point the police departments in the right direction. So I feel it'll be no different here in Fort Worth. The community has really opened their arms up and embraced me so far.
You grew up in Philadelphia, raised by grandparents who owned a dry cleaner. What led you to become a police officer?
My godbrother is Deputy Commissioner Kevin Bethel. He's third in command in the City of Philadelphia Police Department, and he worked for my dad for many years in the cleaners. He was a sergeant in the police department while I was still in college, and he convinced me to take the test for police officer in the City of Philadelphia, and I've never looked back since. I think he probably gave me the best career advice ever.
Okay, now let's talk about what could be the biggest hurdle to your success. You're a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles?
I just had this conversation with some members of city management. I'll tell you this. The city of Fort Worth has invested in a great deal of diversity. I'm probably the only Eagles fan within the city of Fort Worth. So aside from the fact that I'm the first Black police chief, I'm probably the first Eagles fan they've had in city government here. And I bleed Eagles green, and I'm proud of it.
Joel Fitzgerald, welcome to Texas, and thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks so much.